This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Now, I have an incredible guest sitting in my hot seat who started a company 14 and a half years ago and is doing amazing things to reduce our risk in cyber. It's James McMurray, the CEO and the founder of Milton Security. And I am so excited to have you here, James.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's very exciting.
So tell us, in these 14 and a half years, has the landscape changed or it's all the same? We're just doing it wrong.
I would actually say that the landscape has not really changed. And we continue to come facing the same issues over and over again. And it goes back to security maturity within organizations and the ability to keep up to date and to patch and to monitor and to look for bad things happening in real time. It's the same issues we had 14 and a half years ago. It's just exploding even more. The cost to an attacker has gone down dramatically and makes it much easier for them to exploit those low-hanging fruits that even small organizations haven't fixed yet.
So James, when you're talking about the cost of the attacker, we're dealing with so many new kinds of threats, but as you said, it hasn't changed. How do we deal with that? And what can Milton Security do for us?
You know, the big thing is, you know, going back 14, even 20 years ago, the philosophy was, let's make ourselves like an M&M, hard and crunchy on the outside, impenetrable, but soft and gooey on the inside, because no one's going to be able to get in. And if they did, it doesn't matter. What are they going to take from us? It's no big deal. And that's that paradigm is totally flipped into, and you're very correct, everything is everywhere. You know, even during the pandemic, it pushed it even further out, right? Now you have your endpoints in people's homes. How do you control that? How do you control their activity? How do you control what they're doing on their systems that will make you, your organization, more susceptible to being breached? And how is it that Milton can help an organization fix this problem? The big crux of the problem is we're still not going after the small things in life. We're not looking at our logs. We're not correlating data. You know, SIM providers will sell you a nice SIM and it has great bells and whistles when it's first installed, but who's maintaining it? Who's following it? Who's keeping it up to date? Who's tracking the issues and the problems? How are you resolving these issues? And how are you closing the gaps between your pen tests, your vulnerability assessments, your purple teams, and actually remediating all the problems as you go forward? And that's what makes Milton different than everyone else.
Tell us what you are and how you get deployed and who do you go to? Is it the SMBs who need you the most? Is it any size company? Is it Fortune 1000 only?
That's a really good question. You know, if you look at our customer base, we're across a wide range of verticals and a lot of SMB is in there, but we have a lot of large organizations as well. And in some organizations, we're the backup team. We're that team that works the extra hours that are not their normal business operating hours to help out their currently in place security operations center. So we're their other security operations center. For the mid-sized firms, we are their security operations center. We do manage their change management. We help them deploy and manage security incidents that occur within their environment. And for the small businesses, that's even more difficult because, you know, you're dealing with businesses that, you know, there's one IT person and there's 300 employees and they don't have a security person and they can't even keep track of, you know, who has which desktop, let alone is my firewall working? Is my WAF working? Is AD compromised? You know, it's very difficult for those organizations to make sure that they have that, at least a hard shell on the outside and work towards a hard shell on the inside. You know, one of our larger customers is actually a very large security firm themselves, and we're helping them ensure that they stay compliant with some standards that they have to follow within FedRAMP. And that's another part of our business. We help DoD contractors stay compliant with FedRAMP.
Top three tips. The CISOs, the VPs of IT, the IT managers, the network admins, all these people, our viewers and listeners, are there one or two or three tips you can give them today? And is there anything we didn't cover that you'd want to cover?
You know, the biggest thing nowadays is having multi-factor. Having multi-factor decreases the attack surface tremendously. And to also look at and monitor your multi-factor logs that are coming in to ensure that there isn't any compromise there. The next level, of course, is reuse of account names and passwords. Clean that up. You know, we've seen quite a lot of that. The other one is, even in large firms, their change management processes don't always work, and they wind up opening ports and services on the outside that they didn't mean to. And they don't come back and actually self-audit themselves. They assume what was in the change management was valid and correct, and they made the change, but they didn't actually validate that they didn't accidentally open anything else up. And we just recently saw that's how an attacker got in. I think those are the top three things to look at. Very simple security maturity. And staying abreast of what is happening out there in the big bad world. You know, Log4j is a great example. You know, initial burst of news on Friday, and then it sort of trickled down, you know, it sort of left the news stream. But this is going to be around for a very long time. This is not going away.
Exactly.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. And we can find you, James McMurray, the founder and CEO of one of my favorite cybersecurity companies, doing incredible work at miltonsecurity.com. Anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners before we go?
No, not at all. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.